I want to just again want to underline what Brother Chuck have said. I want you to pay attention here, because if I am sitting listening to that, I'm going to ask myself the question, okay, we've been talking about the law and actually been knocking the law down. You say, hey, the law is a bondage. The law is that you should not keep the law. Now, I'm sitting here, I'm a young person, I'm a young Galatian like you guys, and I'm saying, okay, help me out here. Why was the law given then? I mean, what is the purpose of the law? If it's not helping anything, why the law was given? I want you to understand that, because as you get this one, we will kind of figure out now why the Apostle Paul was so strong on telling people, no, you cannot have it both ways. You cannot have the grace and the law together. Why the law was given? Yesterday I told you, and there are people who will tell you, we're going to keep the law as an expression of thanksgiving because the Lord Jesus loved us so much, so we want to do the right things for him, right? And I told you it was a poor way, a very poor way to express thanksgiving and appreciation for somebody that saved your life, right? I tell Chuck, I'm not going to steal your, sneakers. I'm not going to covet your watch. I am not going to rob your house because you saved my life when I was drowning. I think that would be really dumb, you know, that I'm not going to do bad things because he saved me. So when people tell you we keep the law as an expression of thanksgiving, does it make sense? Yes? No?
No.
No, doesn't make sense. The other thing that the law was given is to make man righteous before God, okay? The law was given, here it is, if you want to be righteous before God, if you want to be declared right before God, you need to do all of these things, okay? You want to have life, you want to do all of these things, this do and live. This is what the law was given, okay? Are you clear now? So now there's two ways. You want to be righteous before God, you want to keep the law, okay? Now, how many of the commandments and the given laws that you should keep to be righteous before God? 90%? 70? How do you get A in your grade? What do you have to do to get A? How many right answers? 100? 90? 90%, right? And you get an A. Well, that's man's world. In God's world, you have to get 100% to be righteous. So if you tell me, well, no, I'll give you a verse for that because I didn't make that up. Let's go to James chapter 2 and verse 10. I just wanted to prove to you why the law is given, why we are talking about these things. You need to keep all the law. So, Bruce, you want to read to me verse 10?
Anybody's going to sit next to me? For whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles in one point, he has become guilty of all.
If you keep the whole law and you break one of them, what happened to you? You are what? Guilty. You are not declared righteous, right? You are guilty. So let's look at it this way, because people walk around and you said, we are keeping the law. Okay? So what do you keep? We keep the Sabbath. Right? We keep only Saturday. Well, how about the rest of the law? Do you go and offer sacrifices? Oh, no, we don't do that. Isn't that part of the law? So you keep one and you don't keep the other, the rest of it, you're what? Guilty of what? Of all. What grade do you get as a result of that because you made one mistake? What is it? I want to hear it. What?
Zero.
I can't hear you guys. What do you get if you break only one and you keep the rest of it? What do you get?
Zero.
No, you get a big zero. A big fat zero. That's what you get. So you could keep the Sabbath if you want, but you know what? You're going to get a big fat zero and you're not standing right before God. Do you get it? That is why the law, the purpose of the law, if you keep it, if anybody keeps the law, they could go stand before God and say, I deserve heaven, I am righteous. And God will say, I declare you righteous. But what happened is, did anybody was able to keep the law? I want to hear you. You got to talk to me. I'm going to pick on somebody. Did anybody from Adam's race was able to keep the law?
Yes.
Anybody from Adam's race was able to keep the law? No. A big no. One more time. Did anybody from Adam's race was able to keep the law?
No.
No. The Lord Jesus is not from Adam's race. He's a perfect man. He's a different man. He is the second man, the Lord out of heaven. But that's a different story. So none of us could stand before God now and said, I am righteous. I can't. So God have a solution for the problem. And that's why Brother Chuck was speaking about the cross. The cross solved that problem. So now if I am alive and I cannot keep the law, I am what? What is the last word we read in James chapter 2 verse 10? I am what? Guilty. And what is the punishment for that?
Death.
Death. I'm guilty and I deserve death. Are you with me so far? Did I lose you? Yes? No? Are you guys don't talk anymore? I hear you all the time. Yes or no? Did I lose you? No. Okay. Just be awake and be alert because I'll pick on you. So you are guilty and you deserve death. And that's what the cross. So now I am dead. If I'm dead right now, and Brother Chuck will tell me, Emil, you want to do the introduction? Can I? I'm dead. Can I talk? Have you ever seen dead people talk? They don't. Don't believe everything you watch on TV, because that's not true. Dead people don't talk. So I'm dead. I'm dead. That's one part that we need to learn. And that's why we have... Can I take a minute? One more minute? Is that okay? Thank you. So I want to go to what Brother Chuck was speaking about is verse 20. I am crucified with Christ. Crucifixion means that I cannot... Have you seen a person hanging on the cross? Could they move? Could they kind of like say, let me just, you know, stretch out my hand or kind of move my foot a little bit or just kind of do anything? They cannot do anything. They are rendered helpless. Okay? I am crucified with Christ. I can't do anything. Okay? When Christ died on the cross, I am there. I am with him. Are you clear with me? Does the law have power anymore on me? Does the law have a power, the commandment have power on somebody who is dead? I am dead. Okay, look at me, I'm dead. Brother Chuck will say, Emil, do the introduction. Can I respond? What do you guys tell him? Brother Chuck, he's dead. He can't talk. He can't move. He can't do anything. But you should keep the law and listen to me. Brother Chuck, he's dead. He can't do anything. You young Galatians are dead. You're crucified with Christ. You can't do the law. You can't do anything. And he said, I am crucified with Christ. And then he said, not I, but Christ lived in me. Now, there are many eyes in there. Anybody have eyes problem? I do. I wear glasses. But this is not the eyes here that we're talking about. There are a couple of eyes in there, and I'm not going to talk about them. I'll let somebody else speak about these eyes. But did you see what Brother Chuck was leading us to? Now, why is the law is given? To prove man righteous before God. Is that clear? To stand before God and say, hey, I did all of your commandment. Now you could allow me to heaven. No one could do that because we couldn't keep the law. So as a result of that, we're guilty. God could not declare us righteous. We're dead. We died with the Lord Jesus. We crucified with the Lord Jesus. And now we are given the power to live a different life. But that's the eyes that we have in Galatians 2:20. So far so good? So far so good? There will be a quiz in the end.